You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey, y'all. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a minute to tell you about an upcoming event that I am really excited about. So, as many of you know, if you've listened for a while, I love to do meditation retreats on the solstices, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And this year, because the podcast has really grown and I know I have listeners not only in Atlanta, but all over the world, I am doing my first ever winter solstice virtual meditation retreat. So this is going to be a live video call that we're going to do on Saturday, December 21st. It's going to be an hour and a half experience, and we'll be doing it together face to face. You'll be in your home, I'll be in my home, but we will really take some time to go deep. You're going to have two extended meditations, longer than we normally do here on the podcast. There'll be some journaling. There'll be some intention setting, not only for the new year, but for the new decade. And there'll be Q&A at the end. So if you've got questions or you want to talk about your practice, I am here. I would love to meet you and chat with you. If you're interested, go to my website, merylarnett.com. Click on events. You'll see all the information there. My email is there if you have questions. And if you use the promo code MindfulMinute2019, you save $5 on registration. MindfulMinute2019 saves you $5. Go to merylarnett.com, click on events for all the details and to grab your spot. I'd be so excited to meet you guys. There are many, many listeners that I haven't had the chance to meet or email with, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks for listening. Now to today's episode. Welcome to week 3 in December. Our Finding the Fun in Meditation series. And this was a hard one for me. It wasn't like a clear, these are the three things I'm going to talk about over the course of the month. And as I sat down to put together this last class, I was thinking, what is it that really makes life feel funner or freer when we meditate? Because I don't necessarily think meditation is the funnest thing to do. I mean, I kind of do now, actually. That's my truth. But when I started, I definitely did not, right? When I started, I was meditating because I thought I should, and because I expected it to make me feel a certain way or achieve certain things. Very much I had like an end game in mind, and nothing about it felt fun. It was, you know, sort of boring and grueling in a way to sit still and not itch the itches and have to be with yourself and your mind. And certainly that's changed over time. But it made me question, well, what about this, you know, sort of blah practice of just sitting and being with yourself makes life funner or better in any way? And I stumbled across a 2016 study, or I guess the article was published in 2016. I don't know when the study was done. It was at Google. And Google was trying to understand what made the best teams. Like, why were some of their teams so successful, so productive, lasted for years, really innovative, and other teams just fell apart, right? So what is it about some teams that make them so much more everything than others? And so Google, of course, invests all its manpower and billions of dollars and brilliant scientists to figure out what this was. And they spent years. It was called Project Aristotle. So you can Google that and read this article. It was in the New York Times. And at first, what they came across was a big pile of nothing. There was no discernible patterns. It wasn't like, if you put the most intelligent people together in a group, it's going to be the best. It wasn't, if you put people who have similar education and similar interests, if you put people who are friends outside of work versus people who aren't friends, none of this, there was no pattern. And most importantly, it didn't really matter how smart the people were on the team. Like, individual IQ did not matter to the success of the team. And over time, like literally over years, what they found was the thing that made some teams stand out above others was something called psychological safety. And psychological safety is defined as the idea of, within this group, I can say something without fear of being embarrassed or shamed or rejected. Okay? And the article went on to say something along the lines of, in order to thrive, we have to be able to share what scares us without fear of recrimination. In order to thrive, we have to be able to share what scares us without fear of recrimination. And I thought, that is what makes meditation so fun. Because this is exactly what meditation is doing for us. This practice is creating psychological safety within us as individuals. So it's not about the team in this moment, it's just about each of us on our own cushions. But what we're doing absolutely is creating psychological safety within ourselves. So for in this particular study that I'm referencing from Google, they really pinpointed two things that seem to almost always go hand in hand with this idea of psychological safety. So the first one was called conversational turn taking, meaning that everybody in the group talked roughly the same amount of time. There was no one who dominated the conversation. Nobody talked over the other person. Everybody had equal play. And the other element was above average social sensitivity. So this is like, I can look at you and know if you're upset, right? And they really measure that by showing you pictures just of people's eyes and asking you what the person's feeling. And the people that were in these really successful groups were better at identifying just from somebody's eyes what they were feeling versus those that were in the less successful groups. So what does meditation do? We sit down and for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, we stop dominating the conversation with our mind and we let something else take the lead, right? We let our heart, our emotions, our feelings, whatever's going on in that moment, we give that a chance to have voice. We stop going, I'm gonna think through this logically, I'm gonna make a plan, I'm gonna push forward, I'm using my mind, my mind, my mind. And we say, no, give somebody else the mic for a minute. Just sit down and be quiet, listen. And the other thing we do in meditation is say, hey, what am I feeling right now? That's a meditation practice. Be quiet and figure out what you're feeling. You don't have to change it. You don't have to fix it. You're not shaming yourself because you feel a certain way or are thinking a certain way. You're learning how to create psychological safety for yourself. And now we know, thanks to Google, that this is making us thrive. This is really giving us the platform to be the most creative, the most innovative, the most engaged that we can be in our lives. And it's not because we're trying to reach some particular goal or feel some certain way, perhaps. But certainly it's so we can enjoy what we've got as best we can. You know, the other thing I heard in that before I started recording this podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, I was referencing another podcast I listened to and the Big Bang Theory. And in that same podcast, the Zen teacher who was speaking was saying that even from a really early age, he was very obsessed with death. And in particular, he was obsessed with the unfairness of it. Like, how could this possibly be God's plan? Like, no matter how good you are, you can't escape it. You're going to die. And so he went on to like go study metaphysics, and he really wanted to grapple with this problem. And he says, well, I heard somebody speak, I can't remember who he said, and he said, They said exactly what I was feeling. Like, how could this be just? All of our life is suffering and then we die. Like, what is the point? It was so dark and bleak. And he was like, yes, this is what I'm feeling. And he goes, then I went and I heard a Zen teacher speak, Suzuki Roshi. And he said, all of life is suffering and then you die. You might as well enjoy it. Like, there's no other option. There's no way around this inevitable outcome. So why not enjoy it? And the Zen teacher speaking was like, it changed my life, right? Just that flip of the coin. And we're in essence doing the same thing. We're not magically fixing all the problems of our lives, but if we're creating this sense of safety from which we engage every moment, there is maybe a sense of lightness or freedom within that. Yeah. Okay, so let's meditate. Take a moment if your legs are crossed to uncross them and cross them the other way. If you're at home, you can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. And wherever you are tonight, you'll let your hands rest onto your lap, your palms face down. When you're ready, you can let your eyes close. And if you prefer, you can always take a soft gaze down towards the earth. Together as a group here, nice big inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again. So inhale deeply. Exhale it all out. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace now. Easy inhales, easy exhales. Taking this first moment just to simply land here. To land here in this room, in this seat, and in this time that you've carved out to meditate. And so you might begin your practice today just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And so you really sit. You relax any effort, any need to lean forward or be prepared to go. But just relax. Hips and thighs settle a little bit more fully into the cushions beneath you. Spine lifts up and lengthens just a touch so you feel tall and feel awake. Maybe you notice a bit of length through the back of the neck, allowing the shoulders to press back and down. So you've got some space. Gradually, the muscles through the face just relax a bit of their tension. So the forehead smooths and broadens. The skin around the eyes softens. And the lips, the jaw, even the tongue, they all soften. And if it feels right for you today, you might even invite in just the hint of a smile. It doesn't even have to show on the outside. It doesn't have to mean you're happy. just an invitation. This moment can be as it is without fear of recrimination. And the collarbones spread and settle. And the muscles through the chest just relax a bit of their grip. As if you could feel your heart relaxing here. And gradually, your awareness drifts down to your belly. And you invite the muscles through the belly to relax. So that you're not gripping, you're not pulling in or tightening. We find ourselves here. The back of our body is strong and awake. And the front of our body is soft, receptive. And the awareness lands on the breath. Simply feeling the inhale and the exhale. For me, most often, I feel this breath just inside my nose. It can be anywhere for you that you most feel the breath in your body. And you'll place your attention there. Immersed in the feeling of inhale. Immersed in the feeling of exhale. Without words, without description or narration, just feeling. And as we move into a period of silence, you'll let your awareness stay on this feeling of the breath. Relinquishing that dominating control of the conversation. Let feeling take over. And whatever thoughts or distractions rise up in this silence, you just notice them. You might even smile and say, "Hey." And then come back, return to the feeling of the breath. balancing out the conversation between thinking, and feeling. Taking a moment here to feel your breath. Maybe to move in fingers and toes, just inviting some movement back into the body. And before you let go completely, just noticing where your mind went. Noticing if you were lost in a thought or a story or a memory, just taking a minute to catch it. Be aware. And drawing palms together in front of your heart like a prayer, bow your chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor yourself for carving out the time to sit still, for letting somebody else lead the conversation for a moment, and for touching base with how you actually feel in the moment. For creating psychological safety for yourself to go out in a freer and funner way. Let's finish with a breath. Deep inhale in. Exhale out that sigh. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. It's always an honor to be here with you. Namaste. Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.